Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. Let's talk about officiating again and promote the occupation. All right, I know he started as a student athlete, right? Then I know was a teacher, a coach, an administrator, and now also a referee, Marcus Bush at New Boston Elementary School, the principal there. Is that kind of the perfect combination, I guess, to be an official? Any combination, right?
Listen, any combination, as long as you care about kids and care about basketball, any combination will work for officiating, Jim.
So I know, you know, a guy like you, from a coaching standpoint and then a playing standpoint, was it a good situation? You know, I hear a lot of people say, I want to stay close to the game, but I can't play anymore or I'm not coaching anymore, and maybe this is the way to do it. Is that how it was for you, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always that passion for the game of basketball because, like you said, I was a student athlete and then coach, and then my career path changed and went to the administrative role. And so I did. I wanted to stay, you know, up with the game and still be in that community of coaches. And then, you know, and that's what kind of got me into it, was wanting to stick with basketball and give our kids an opportunity to play. Is really what I wanted to do, because you can't have games without officials. And so it gave me a good opportunity to stay in that realm. And there's really great people between the coaches and the officials and even administrators that you kind of build that community with. And that is it's fantastic, to be honest with you.
So it's interesting for me. And we talk about any background, a wide variety of backgrounds. You know, you can be an official, but I'm curious from like the lens that you look through as a former coach, how much do you think that has helped you kind of adapt to the role of officiating, where I always tell people, you know, I was told once there's two views in life, from, you know, the outside looking in, right, which is always easier because you can say, well, it's I do it this way or I do it that way. But then when you're on the inside looking out, the view is completely different. What was the, you know, what was the adaptation for you, I guess, in that, from coach to official?
It is a big difference, you know, and it did help going from a coach to an official. But even sometimes as an official, I still kind of get caught up in that coaching mode of watching of like, oh, the kid should have back up there, or that's a great screen. If he rolls there, or if he, maybe he flares instead of rolls, maybe that would help. And it does help kind of when I'm on the floor as an official of looking for certain things too. And so having that background knowledge, you know, working with Brian Hunt for so long, having that background knowledge does help me as an official. Is it necessary? No, because there are a lot of officials that are fantastic and way better officials than I am that haven't coached or never coached. And so it's just, it does. It's a significantly different perspective from when you go from the sidelines to actually being on the floor and having to make those calls right now. I can't think about them. I just have to react and I have to make the right calls, and that's best for the kids to have that. So it's important to have that perspective, but it's not imperative for you to be able to do that to be successful on the floor.
So I think we were talking a little bit off the air again, Marcus Bush, who's the principal at New Boston Elementary, started about 9 years ago, kind of part-time. You're now full bore into it. I think 3 years as a full-time official. How did you get involved? Basically, you know, say, hey, I'm going to put a whistle around my neck and try this thing out. Was it a situation where, hey, somebody was shorthanded and they said, well, can you help us out today? And you said, sure. And then maybe it basically escalated from there, as they say.
That's really exactly how it happened. I was teaching at the junior high there in Joy and coaching at the time. And I think our junior high girls game got moved for whatever reason. I'm guessing for weather, whatever it is. And it got moved to a Saturday morning. And Bob Stockham just couldn't find another official. He had one coming all the way from Geneseo. And he's like, can you help me out? I'm like, if you can't find anybody, I'll help you out. I said, but I don't have the pants. I don't have black shoes. I don't have stripes. I don't have a whistle, Bob. And I show up that morning and he gives me an old 1970s collared refereeing shirt and a metal whistle and said, have at it. And I had about zero clue of what was going on out there, even though I was a coach, but it gave me a different perspective of being out there. And so that's kind of how I got started, and really just meeting different officials along the way. You know, I remember doing one of my first like actual junior high games with Marty Flaherty. He was getting ready for the season, and he talked to me a lot about it, and worked with Tad Johnson and then Jay Bizzari and all that. And those guys really helped me along and helped me progress as I kind of got more into a full-time officiating role.
So you like it then, right? Why do you think you like it so much?
I do. There's a couple reasons I like it. You know, ultimately my why of doing it is because it gives our kids an opportunity to participate in high school athletics. You know, like I said earlier, there is no game without officials. And we're getting to that point where we're officiating every night. You know, our crew, Jay Bizzari and Sean Strahan and sometimes Tucker Quinn, we work six nights a week. We work Monday through Saturday. Sometimes Saturdays we'll do a double game where we work, you know, an afternoon, then travel somewhere else and go to another game. And sometimes we're doing a fresh soft varsity game and doing all that stuff. And so we have to be out there to be able to give these kids opportunities to play. And if we're not there, they don't play. And that's hard for me to be able to say that I could give an opportunity back to a kid or a bunch of kids to give them that chance to get out on the floor and compete and learn life skills and lessons and be coachable and work as a team and do all that good stuff. If I say no, then that potentially can't happen. And I think you've seen it in football this year of schools have to move to a Thursday night game, a Friday night game, a Saturday afternoon, a Saturday night game. You know, Sean Strahan does a lot of football stuff in the fall, and so does Tucker. And he talked about how many games that he had to do this year because there's nobody else out there to do it. And so that's one of the reasons I do it. And another reason is, you know, Jay, Sean, and I, and Tucker, we have that crew and we're able to ride together to games and build that camaraderie and build really good friendships along the way. And that makes it super fun, to be honest with you. You know, we head into games, we can talk about, you know, us being in education. We can talk about education stuff when we leave the game and we're talking about what happened in the game and this play and that play and what we could do different, how we could be better and what we can move here and there, but ultimately developing the relationships there. And then also really networking with a lot of people outside of our area. You know, we do games. I think we went to North Cedar for a game. We've been to Mendota. We went to all sorts of places and get to know other people outside of our area and get to networking because it's a tight-knit community, the officials role, and then there's the coaching role, and then there's the coaches and officials together that has that tight-knit community because we're kind of out there on an island and it's nice to talk with other guys and even women. And that's another big thing is some women are really starting to get to do officiating and it's really good for the game of basketball to get them out there as well.
Yeah. And I know you're speaking about, you know, Sean Strahan and Jay Bizzari, who are educators too and former coaches. So that's kind of an interesting crew then where you have three former coaches that are officials. And I think too, you know, whatever the occupation is, I think that it's important, though, if they know you're a former coach, I think you're a little bit ahead in the game, maybe going in where you maybe get a little more respect when it starts. But if there's a call that goes the other way, you know, all bets are off, of course. But I'm saying you get a little head start, I think, there by being involved in the game and having a reputation of coaching before. That helps a little bit, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. You know, I think, you know, those coaches know that you've been in their position. So, you know, I have a little bit more leeway knowing that I've been a coach and been in the position, and they kind of have a leeway with us of knowing, you know, we've been in their position and have that ability to do that. But, you know, they see those familiar faces out on the floor and know that they're going to get the best out of this crew every night. And that kind of helps ease some stuff, even when, you know, when it's going to be a tough game of a tough matchup that it's going to, they know when they see us walk out on the floor, that's a great, great kind of feeling to have is knowing that we're going to get a fair game called and we're going to get the best game that they can get out of us called. And that does help. Having some of that background knowledge too.
All right. So the other thing I think about too, in today's environment of where we're at with interscholastic athletics, you know, you have to have thick skin, especially when you coach. I know what the environment is like and what you deal with from a coaching standpoint. And again, it's just, I tell people it's the exception and not the rule that are the troublemakers. You know, 9 out of 10 are good, but it takes one or less than one just to ruin the experience for everybody, whether you're, you know, an officiating situation or a coaching situation. But you think that helps too, though, coming from a coaching situation where you know there are some delicate issues that you have to deal with vis-a-vis playing time or whatever, you know, that you have that already where you've dealt with some of that, segueing to blow your whistle over the back or 3 seconds in the lane or whatever, you know? I mean, is that true?
It does. It helps with having some of that thick skin. But honestly, a lot of times it's the experience that helps the most for me. And knowing that I'm working with a really great crew with Sean and Jay and Tucker, knowing that they got my back and that we're able to work together and I can trust those guys to make those calls, because sometimes, you know, this may become a surprise to some people. Sometimes we miss a call, maybe two in a game, right? And so we don't do it on purpose, but I know that those guys have my back if it happens. But you know, it's experience is tough, because the only way you're going to get it is to get out there and do it and experience that type of stuff. And yeah, there are times where they're yelling and screaming over the back, which is not a call. There's no such call as over the back. You'll never see a good official call over the back. So if you're out in the stands yelling over the back, officials already know nothing about the rules of what's going on. So, but it's experiences that you need to get out there. You know, and we always say the ones that are yelling the most know the least out in the stands, kind of a thing. But we do appreciate the parents, because that makes for a good atmosphere when they're supportive and when they're saying, we can handle, you don't like the call that we make. We can handle that stuff. But it is one of those deals that you just got to get out there and do it. But having good officials with you makes a heck of an experience for you out there, because it's going to make for a good game. You know, from the coach's perspective, honestly, when I started getting into it, it's hey, I'm still new at this. Help me, talk to me. And honestly, I would say 99% of the coaches are really good about helping, because they understand where we're at as officials now, being shorthanded.
All right.
You know, and so I mean, if you're going to get into officiating, don't worry about it. Like, I know it's easy to say now, but the good coaches understand what's going to happen, that we are part of the game, just like missed shots, just like turnovers, just like fouls, that we're part of the game as well. And that we're not doing it intentionally to miss a travel or an illegal screen or something, but it does happen, but we do our best. And so just getting experience and getting out there is going to be your best bet to kind of do that and have some thick skin. Yeah. But to know the rules and know you're doing your best.
Get them off their back. No. All right. So this is the other thing I was thinking about as you mentioned that. And I think it's true that it's so much more challenging to officiate at the youth level and the junior high level than it is at the high school level, because it's so subjective of what you call. And then you throw the element in of parents or grandparents or whoever's watching that youth game or that junior high game, that, you know, that's where you can really rub some people the wrong way in terms of officiating, saying, hey, I ain't going to put up with this if I have to listen to that. And I think oversight, this is my big thing that I always say, is there needs to be, in my opinion, way more oversight at youth leagues and junior high interscholastic athletics in terms of the protection of the official and how parents behave or whoever is at the game. And there should be a very short leash, because because one, it's just, what do you call? You know, you can sit at a game and say, you can blow the whistle I can call travel every time if I want to, but this is, we're developing kids to grow. Mm-hmm. I tell people, you want to grow the game, man. You grow the game. Mm-hmm. And the way you grow the game is there has to be some leeway officiating. And I just know, because it drives me bananas as a parent when I sit at some junior high games and I'm like, you really want them to call that at this game? I mean, come on, man. It's a development league. So that's the thing that I look at of the challenge of when you first start officiating and you're at a youth league or at junior high level, saying, how do I really officiate this level? And it's much easier than when you're at a high school varsity game where it's top level talent and everybody understands the rules and whatever. It's easier to call the game. So what's that? How do you, I mean, what I guess advice do you have in terms of getting over maybe that hurdle with officiating of how you officiate and then factoring in, well, all these people are PO'd because I'm not calling travel on every possession?
That's a great question. I think you've hit it dead on the head and of why people don't get into it. Of all of a sudden we're at a third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade tournament at Blackhawk or beyond the baseline or whatever. And you're right. We're trying to grow the sport of basketball, and you're 100% right. I mean, there's some junior high games and even some fresh off games that we could blow the whistle every single time down the floor. What are our kids going to get out of that? You know, at what point is enough that, okay, all right, we shuffle our feet. You know, when we look at plays, we look at it, is it incidental versus illegal? Is it advantage, disadvantage? And that's the way I look at it at a varsity level. You know, and so when you go to the lower level stuff is like, okay, yeah, they made it taking two steps in the backcourt, bringing the ball up, but what advantage was gained there? You know, at what point are we detrimental to the game by blowing that and that they're taking the ball out more than they're playing basketball, you know? And you're right. The people in the stands, for some reason, all of a sudden think that one call is going to make this one game better, and it's not. You know, and I've been to some youth stuff, and I've never seen Tom Izzo or Coach K or anybody sitting there, so I'm not sure why we're doing anything else except supporting our kids of what they're doing.
Well, if you watch the other thing I say, you bring up a great point. If you watch most coaches that have kids playing, and they're there as an impartial observer, those people are saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because know. They want to develop the game. So, I mean, that's what I look at. It's so, again, and that we could go on and on about that, but it drives me bananas about the youth level.
Absolutely.
And the junior high level of sometimes what is said. And the funniest thing I heard this year is somebody said, I was at a Mercer County game, and I was talking to somebody from another school. I'm not going to name the school. And they said something about, well, did Mercer County hire these officials? And I'm like, so you think like Mercer County is hiring officials to gain the upper advantage in a junior high game? Because if they are, I want out of this school district or whatever. And then I thought, and then I said, you need to officiate. They'd probably hire you because I know they're looking for whoever to officiate junior high games. But we could go on about that on and on. I want to end with one thing I was thinking about talking to you about today, and I was thinking about New Boston Elementary School, and I was thinking about public education, and I was thinking about a dear friend of mine that was here when I first got to Aledo out of college. And you can criticize whatever you want with the challenges of public education, but I'll always say I got checkmate in public education when I bring up one name that has taught in this county and has coached in this county and has taught in New Boston for, I think, over 30 years. And I'll say, well, give me an example of coaching and give me an example of teaching. And I'll say two words, Mick Lauck. And I know it's his last year this year he's retiring. Tell me something about Mick Lauck and the impact he has had on youngsters and educators and community.
Oh man, I don't know how much more time you have here, but I mean we could go on forever. Coach Lauck is really the epitome of what we look for, hoping for the next generation of educators and just good people coming through public education. I mean, you want to talk about, he has the ability, you know, booking at you know, looking at staff members and people that work with kids, you have the ability to hold kids to a high expectation, hold them accountable, but then also those kids, when you ask them where you want to, who you want to go talk to or who you want to have lunch with or who you want to play with at recess, he's the first one that comes to mind. He's always the first one, Mr. Lauck. All right, let me go see what Mr. Lauck's got going on. You know, and when I first got here, as far as the community goes and the impact he's made is the first time we had our Christmas concert and it was that joy and it was packed. It was packed house and I thought, man, this is awesome. And I know our community supports the arts in a fantastic way, and they do, because we have great arts programs. All of a sudden the program gets over and he's got a line out the gym doors of old players and old students wanting to talk to him about what happened in the 1975 Westmer football game, week 3 or something like that, you know. And those are the people. I mean, I think if we were to charge a dollar for every time somebody wants to talk old football with Coach Lauck or track or basketball, I mean, we'd be well to do here. And so that's the type of impact he makes, is that those past student athletes, they can't wait to talk to him about it, because that's the impact that he made, that they want to be with him and they want to have those conversations again and they want to relive that time. You know, if it's a great time, people want to relive it. Look how many people want to relive that time that they had with Coach Lauck.
Yep. Well said. And I want to play at recess with Nick Lauck down at New Boston Elementary. All right, Marcus Bush, principal at New Boston Elementary, doing a great job of officiating. Wanted to get him on the air talking about that. So you know the kind of character Marcus Bush is, so he wants you to officiate. So listen to him and sign up and be an official. Always great to visit with you, Mr. Marcus Bush. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your support in trying to get some more officials out there. If anybody has any questions, they're more than welcome to reach out to myself or Morgan Brott. Does a good job at the junior high of helping us get some more officials out. But we'd be more than happy to help you in any way that we can.
All right. His day job, though, New Boston Elementary School principal. More coming up on WRMJ.